Welcome to the Retail Media Roundtable, the podcast from IBEA that dives into the dynamic world of retail media advertising. In this special edition, powered by our partners, MediaMarkt Saturn, we're bringing you fresh insights straight from the heart of the action, recorded live at our Retail Media Impact Summit in Amsterdam. So whether you're seeking practical tips, strategic perspectives, or a deeper understanding of this fast evolving market, the Retail Media Roundtable is your go-to for timely and thought-provoking discussions. And in these exclusive live episodes, you'll hear directly from the experts shaping the future of retail media in Europe. So grab a seat at the table and let's dive in.
Welcome, everybody, to today's Retail Media Roundtable podcast. I'm sitting here with two very special guests for a really hot topic. My name is Patricia. I am vice chair at IAB Europe's Retail Media Committee. And I would like you two to introduce yourself.
For sure. Yeah. Thank you, Patricia. It's a really exciting topic that we've got to talk about today. I'm James from Advertima. And Advertima are specializing in audience AI for the in-store physical space, which is a really hot topic, as you say. And my role is to help retailers globally to understand the power and the capability of audience AI in the physical store. Yeah, and that's my role. So thanks for inviting me here. I'm really excited about this discussion.
Good to have you here.
Thank you, Patricia. Bijan, my name. I'm at Verve. We are just started our retail media business. At Verve, I'm responsible for product development, product strategy, and also the development behind our retail media offerings.
Mm-hmm. And I already mentioned we are discussing a very hot topic, in-store retail media. So it's already a whole ecosystem. Can you maybe explain a little bit what is this ecosystem today?
Yeah, for sure. I think that globally, I guess there's really some differences in how some retailers are in terms of how advanced they are. And in some cases, the ecosystem is a digital screen or is classical retail media, static media. But actually how we see the ecosystem is underpinned by audience knowledge, real-time audience information, and how to connect that ecosystem with, for example, the content management on the screen, the ad-serving element to make sure that we are attracting media agency and brand interests and to really drive kind of a more powerful retail media ecosystem, not simply digital screens inside a store. So that's how we see it.
And your perspective on this?
Yeah, I think right now digital screens or digital signage was used for some time, and retailers know that this exists as a tool. But now we are seeing a shift that goes away from just digital signage into it was a long time just digital out of home. And then now you see retail media where you want to understand exactly what customers are inside of your store and target based on your customers. And of course, then you have also different types of technological improvements with that. You have not only digital signage, you have or digital screens, you also have smart cards, you have electronic shelves, you have other types of technological tools or services that you can use inside. And this is, I think, how those interact together. I think that's what is really interesting, what's now driving driving this whole in-store retail media.
When you look into your portfolio right now, what role does retail media in-store play?
So in our portfolio, we have what we think would be coming next is not only right, showing ads inside the stores, but there is always a big discussion, right, how are promotions inside the store working? So this is something that we think would be coming next to not only have in-store retail media together with the sensors, together with smart cards, but also showing promotions and ads together and say how can we affect, how can we best serve the customer and also serve the stores together with a unified solution.
When brands advertise in your stores, I'm pretty sure the word incrementality and how to measure it comes up very often. What do we have a chance to really measure incrementality in store retail media?
Yes, absolutely. How we see it is also kind of not just incrementality in terms of product sales, but incrementality in terms of media, mm-hmm. And actually just starting to at least provide the very kind of minimal expectations that brand advertisers want, which is they want to understand how their media is being delivered to which audience segments, mm-hmm. because they have target segments for different ranges of their products. And to be able to say simply how many impressions were served to those audiences, because at the moment, by just kind of saying we had X amount of ad plays, it doesn't satisfy the media buyers. Mm-hmm. But then it's being able to take those audience impressions. For example, we through our technology at Advertum, we can say these segments, audience segments, were exposed to X ad. Mm-hmm. And then by looking at the loyalty data of the retailer, we can say, did those segments make a purchase because of that exposure? So therefore tying segment exposure with segment lift and shift inside the physical store to see, is there a new segment that's bought into brand, mm-hmm. i.e. millennial females, young families, and how has that been impacted at the sale, at the point of purchase? So yeah.
Yeah. I just mentioned the brands asking for incrementality, but also incremental sales are relevant for us as retailers. Yep. So are you able to really see the incrementality of the in-store screens?
So yeah, it is possible, especially when you have like additional sensors, you have other information where you can tie it directly to the checkout and, mm-hmm. and see if somebody actually walks there. Especially if you have, for example, smart cards, you can follow the path of a shopper inside the store. You can And also attribute if somebody put something into the smart card, mm-hmm. and then went to the checkout and put it in there. So you can actually, together with other sensors, you can actually do that. Screens itself is not something that is smart, or you can actually do something with incrementality. But I think incrementality depends also a lot on especially for the retailer, on the target and the goal that you have. Mm-hmm. One, for example, for some, could be maybe just drive to store at a certain time, mm-hmm. to say that I want more people on Saturdays inside a store, because I think, so it depends really a lot. It's not only particularly every time, it's not only sales, especially for retailer is also something, for example, we also are looking quite into it in is shopping paths, to say we want more people in a certain aisle, in a mm-hmm. certain point of interest. That could also be something that you can measure incremental. By saying, yeah, like yesterday there were like 10 people at the deli aisle.
Yeah.
But today with our offering, like coupons or advertisement mm-hmm. in store, there are now 15 people there. Mm-hmm. So that would also be a different way of thinking about incrementality. It's not always sales in the end.
Sales right? only, yeah.
Yeah.
It can also be a brand uplift. Or
brand, yeah, could also be, you want more private labels, for example,
yeah.
and have incrementality. So there would be no incremental revenue increase in the end, because you're switching from mm-hmm. From a certain brand to another brand. For the retail would not be a difference, but the brand, so some brands like private labels have higher margin for the retail.
Yeah.
And we could, for example, switch from low margin to high margin, or you can also switch from... for example, there is a product that you want to get out of your shelf.
Yeah.
That could be also, which is not being able to measure incremental mm-hmm. if you look only at the sale. Mm-hmm. But if you have a special target to say, I want to get rid of this inventory now mm-hmm. next week, then you can mm-hmm. do this also especially with in-store retail media.
Yeah. Many retailers are trying to build up a retail media in-store portfolio right now. It's a hot topic because it's also under construction for many retailers. What are the barriers we are facing?
Yeah, I guess there are several barriers. I guess one of the barriers is CapEx, mm-hmm. you know, for sure. For physical store entities building screens, building technologies to support this ecosystem, of course, there is a financial investment at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So if you can, through a collection of partnerships, kind of offset that for the retailer, i.e. you enable kind of some of that CapEx and then and manage the kind of ecosystem together with the retailer as a partner, then mm-hmm. this could kind of overcome that objective. Mm-hmm. So it's about how do you kind of overcome those objectives, or how do you show, if that CapEx investment is going to happen, how do you show a true value and return for not just the retailer and brand, but also for the customer? So we see it as a trifecta, effectively, in our solution, whereby our technology enables more relevant media to be shown in the store mm-hmm. to audience segments. So therefore, the customer gets a better journey, a better user experience. Yeah. The retailer has a better proposition mm-hmm. to sell effectively to the brands, and the brands have a more efficient ad served proposition. So all three kind of all three stakeholders win, and therefore that justifies the kind of investment for the technology. But for sure, that's a barrier still. The investment and the kind of planning for the infrastructure inside the physical store.
From my experience, there's also a second one, and every store is very individual. So there are no two stores being the same. Sure. So very often it looks so easy to roll out in store retail media to thousands of stores. But because every store is so individual, you have to look into the specific store. And in our case, coming from a DIY industry, it's also about light, because then you cannot see anything on the screens when the sun is shining through the roof. So what would you recommend both to retailers starting with this thoughts, and especially from a timeline perspective?
I think that you've got to look at, I guess, how customers are flowing within your particular store at the moment, how what you understand of your customers. Some of the mistakes that I'm seeing, I'm bold enough to say some of these are potentially mistakes, is trying to get kind of, for example, immediate media coverage by having, for example, windows screens on the window. But this isn't inside the physical store. What you want to do is impact the customer journey. Mm-hmm. So in a DIY store, bigger space, right? Mm-hmm. But like you said, light challenges in terms of digital media. So where do you physically have that impactful media around the store? Mm-hmm. Do you have that in the entrance? Do you have it on the journey, hanging from the roof? For example, digital screens, which are impactful based on different types of products, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, selling bicycles for the family or selling barbecues in the summer, right? So how do you arrange and show and display those different products based on the customer journey? So if you understand the customer, you understand the journey and how they react and interact to the screen, without it being kind of in any way invasion of privacy, how do you kind of say they actually are looking or spending time passing the screen, then you know that's a true proposition you can build.
Mm-hmm. And from a timeline perspective, how long should I plan for the rollout?
That's somebody who technically implemented this solution. I think it's like I said, it depends really on each store. Mm-hmm. And if you want to start, you should start now. And not wait, because every store is completely different. From Wi-Fi connection, right? It is too big, and you have now you come in and see one store, and you have. I had one store, and it had a angle into it, and you had to implement a couple of Wi-Fi tools. So it can go really into detail with stuff like this. So I would not just start early, and I would not be surprised if you see something completely new, like too many aisles and sensors are not able to connect because it's too far away. So just start as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. But if everything works fine, like a green, happy path, it will only take a couple of days in order to do that. You need to set up something. You need to set up the displays. They are normally all mounted. And then normally it is ready to go. But I have never seen something going in a happy path in a retail store. They are too individual.
We talked a lot about barriers, chances, market entry, using this opportunity. If I would ask you both, what is the one thing excites you most about in-store retail media? What would it be?
Yeah, I mean, I have one thing. So, you know, and I don't know, this might be a contradiction as a retailer yourself, but the media buying world want to be able to access cross retailer networks, right? Mm-hmm. Now the challenge is in the online world, there is walled gardens of information regarding shoppers and retailers, understandably, and I understand that, do not want to pass on information, which is their kind of golden goose in terms of their knowledge, right?
Yeah.
However, what we can enable is by having standardized audiences that a media owner can buy throughout a network of stores, but without giving any personal identifiable information into the ecosystem, then the media owner can, let's say, for example, our technology was installed in three different retailers across Germany, across DACH region. Then the media buyer can buy audiences, for example, family audiences that are going to be in the stores across those networks. So that enables the retailer to have actual, I think Daniel Knapp said it earlier on today, In-store media can be a channel if it's one individual retailer,
yeah,
or it can be the TV station if it's multiple retailers together.
Yeah,
so I think that's
picture.
A super important opportunity, but I wouldn't want retailers to sacrifice their individuality because that's kind of crucial as well.
Yeah.
But how do we leverage those things in the future? And I think it's definitely possible without sacrificing your personal identity as a retailer, as Obi, for example.
Yeah. What does you?
In personal opinion, I think now what we are now doing at Verve, we have there are a lot of companies providing technological services or sensors. What I think is really really interesting is that we can now merge everything together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we have Lego stones everywhere, and then what we are doing is we're taking this, building everything together, and then we have a house.
Yeah.
So for me, it's in the end to look in the overall solution and overall benefit that we can provide. This makes it really interesting for me. It's not only one part that you say, yeah, this is just a display, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at everything from on top and you see how this have multiplicative effect on each other, right? Sensors have an effect on screens.
Yeah.
Smart cards have an effect on sensors and on screens.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, a shelf had effect also on sensors and screens. And so this has really, if you look everything together, this makes it really interesting for me as not only right, somebody in retail media business, but also as somebody who is technologically interested in building big products.
Yeah. So thank you to both of you. It was a really, really insightful discussion. Very, very good discussion today about in-store retail media. And I'm very sure we will follow up on this.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Likewise.
Thank you for tuning in to the Retail Media Roundtable podcast. I hope to see you at the next episode. And we have loads more insight on the retail media market on the IAB Europe website. So please feel free to head over there as well.